What did you pick up doing then when you came back?
Well, I've always been able to sell. Back when I was a kid, they had Jack Armstrong decoder rings and things like that. If you sell so many seeds or so many whatever door to door, I've always been able to sell. The good Lord gave me that ability. My brother would want a Jack Armstrong decoder ring, but he couldn't sell anything. So I would go sell it for him. Selling was something I can do. So Dad got me a job at KNOR radio station in Norman as a salesman, selling radio advertising, which I enjoyed very much. There's not a better kick in the world to have a plan. Let's say you have a business. I put out this advertising plan and it works. Boy, that's just great. It's great for you, of course, as the owner, but great for me to have a success. For example, there was a place here in Norman called Mooney's Army Salvage. Well, he ran a 2-page color ad in the Norman Transcript. Must have cost him, in those days, several hundred dollars. I went in to Mr. Mooney and I said, Mr. Mooney, if you'd spent that money on radio advertising at KNOR, you could have gotten spots for a month. He said, I tell you, young man, you get the hell out of my business and you never come back. Get out. Kick me out. What I should have said, the lesson I learned, Mr. Mooney, I saw your double truck ad. It was terrific. Why don't we run a few spots and tell people to be sure and see that ad in the paper? See, that's the lesson learned. So you make mistakes like that and you learn from them. So that was a big help. Mr. Mooney, I never did go back, by the way, but I was very successful as a salesman. Then Jack Ogle, the father of all the Ogle boys in Oklahoma City, and I became friends. Jack worked at KNOR and was doing Norman High play-by-play. Well, Jack got a job at WNAD, which was the University of Oklahoma station, and left. And Mr. Morgan, the manager at KNOR, we were just starting a football season, Norman High. He said, can you do play-by-play? I said, yeah, I can do it. I'd never done it before, just kind of helped Jack. So that's when I began doing Norman High football and basketball, which I did for about 5 years. And in 1961, Bud Wilkinson had a tryout, and I won the tryout for OU.
You had a love for baseball, but you obviously followed football and basketball, so you knew the sport enough to be able to do play-by-play. And as a young man, that was a lot of confidence to say, yes, I can do it, having never done it before.
I thought I'd have done it a lot before because I'd been making up games for years, even though really I didn't learn basketball till much later. Basketball, I didn't exactly understand. I mean, I know you got to put the ball in the hoop, but football I understood because I followed it more closely than basketball.
Didn't you pick up on music, too, when you came back from the Air Force?
Oh, yeah. I played in dance bands all around, like in the Musicians Union. I played in Newt Gettings and Floyd Rice and a whole bunch of other professionally, because that's how I made my money other than working at KNOR.
At KNOR, did you move on to other positions there beyond sales?
Well, sales is where I made most of my money and play-by-play, and then I was disc jockeying in the morning. In those days, radio stations signed off at midnight and then signed on early the next morning. I would sign on KNOR at 6:15 Monday through Saturday, do a disc jockey show for about 3 hours, and then go out and sell advertising and then do football and basketball.
You were living the dream, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Loved it. Got me preparing, you know, all my life seemed like for what was going on.
Right. Then there was Ross Porter, who was in your life at that moment.
Absolutely. Ross is a great friend, a tremendous talent. Ross, as I recall, was really never much at KNOR. He was sort of freelance. He never actually worked there. He's from Shawnee and worked more at KGFF in Shawnee than he did at KNOR. But Ross was sort of, in my mind, the next step up. He was ahead of me as far as ability and just a terrific guy. Looked up to him.
Because he was doing play-by-play?
Yeah, for others, you know, not for KNOR. He was one of the 14 that tried out when Bud Wilkinson had his tryouts in 61.
He did help. He gave you tips on play-by-play?
Particularly basketball, because I didn't know that sport like you needed to.
He went on then with the Los Angeles Dodgers,
right,
where he spent many years, didn't he, out there?
Just up until the last couple of years, he was there. And when I talked to him recently, he said the new owner of the Dodgers didn't like him or something. And besides that, Skelly didn't want to do the games by himself, even at age 80, whatever he is. So Ross was sort of out. And then he did UNLV basketball for several years, Nevada, Las Vegas.